Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
Good afternoon, Dolphins fans. How are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Mike, on this Friday, October 12th, and this is the Miami Dolphins vs. Chicago Bears preview show to get you ready for this weekend's game. Right after I record this and make this show live, I am going to be heading towards the airport to get ready to leave, to fly down to South Florida and cover this game. But let's talk about this game. Is the big story heading into this game is still the Miami Dolphins injuries, and there was some big news on Friday in which the Miami Dolphins listed quarterback Ryan Tannehill on their injury report. He is listed as questionable. He was limited in practice on Friday. His right throwing shoulder seems to be an issue. Now, look, I'd be stunned if he didn't play. I'd be absolutely stunned if he did not play in this game, but it is a sign that, you know, he might not be 100% right now, and should he not be able to go, or should he not be able to, you know, go long in this game, we might be seeing Brock Osweiler Sunday. But I think, I mean, look, Tannehill, you know, will start. Let's just not even go there. He will start, but, you know, if he takes a pounding, we'll see how that right shoulder holds up. But the Miami Dolphins have 10 players listed as questionable, and it sounds like most of them will play. So that's the good news. A lot of these guys are going to be coming back. Laremy Tunsil has cleared the concussion protocol. Odds are he will be playing this week. And cornerback Bobby McCain, who was expected to be out, you know, a little bit longer, when he spoke today to the media, said he plans on playing. Now, look, it's not all his decision, but he is listed as questionable. But he is saying he plans on playing, so that's good there. A.J. Derby did not practice on Friday, so I'm not sure of his status and if he will play. But the other big news, I guess, would be Cam Wake. Cam Wake is listed as doubtful. You will not see Cam Wake play this week, and that's, you know, that's unfortunate there. It sounds like his injury is still a little ways away. Devontae Parker, you know, nobody knows. Honestly, nobody knows. But aside from that, Rashad Jones, he's going to play. So, you know, they're getting healthier, but I guess the big names to watch here on Sunday, obviously number one, Ryan Tannehill. Like I said, that would be a shock if he didn't play. And I guess the other name is Bobby McCain, because if Bobby McCain can play, then the Miami Dolphins are pretty much, you know, they're back seven with their linebackers, with Chase Allen back and now Bobby McCain back. They'd be pretty much a full strength in the secondary at linebackers. Still a little thin on the defensive line without Wake, but they would put together a competent group on that side of the ball. The offensive line, like I said, Laremy Tunsil, he has cleared the concussion protocol. There's no word if he'll play, but if I had to guess, since he did clear this by Friday, odds are he'll play. Unless there's some sort of lingering side effects here, odds are Tunsil will play, and that's going to help a lot. The offensive line's still not good, but at least with Laremy Tunsil out there, it's, you know, passable. At least they look like an NFL unit. So that will help right there. But let's get right into this game. I guess before I get into the game, let me talk a little more about Ryan Tannehill, because we got to talk about Tannehill. And, you know, he's had a rough week. He's getting beat up on good in the media, getting beat up good on shows like I have here and other various Miami Dolphins podcasts. He's getting beat up by the fan base, and it's all well-deserved. It is absolutely well-deserved. The man has been here 7 years, and the mistakes he made last Sunday to give away the game. And that's right, he gave the game away. You can blame Adam Gase. You can blame the offensive line. You can blame a lot of people. The primary reason Miami lost to Cincinnati is because the quarterback literally gave the game away. So I'm not going to feel sorry for him here, that he's getting beat up pretty good from every angle. What I will say is this. The season right now, as they sit 3-2, getting ready to face the Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, and then the Houston Texans, It's, you know, it's not over by any means. Anybody who says it's over is a little hyperbole there, and you're probably overreacting. Now, if I had to guess, I'd say it's trending in the wrong direction quickly, and I don't think it's going to end well. That's fair to say, but to say the season's over, no, those people are fools. But what I will say is this. These next two games at home against the Bears and the Lions will pretty much tell the story of the season, will pretty much tell the story of Ryan Tannehill's future in Miami beyond this year, and it might even tell the future of Adam Gase in Miami. These next two games are beyond big, okay? One, they're at home. Two, you know, the Bears and Lions are both quality teams, but they're teams that are, you know, pretty much on par with Miami. You might think the Bears are slightly better than Miami. You might think the Lions are slightly worse than Miami or vice versa. They're all in that same group. They're not, none of these teams here, the Bears, Lions, and Dolphins, are dominant teams in the NFL. You know, they're not, they're not the Rams. They're not the Patriots. They're not, I'll put Jacksonville on that level. I'll put Kansas City on that level. They're not them, okay? They're that group of like 15 teams that are just like clumped in the middle, who are all pretty good. So, you know, the Miami Dolphins, two of them are, they're both at home the next two. Bears and Lions. Bears and Lions, both home. Win them both. And no excuses either. I know the offensive line is hurt, and even when it's healthy, it ain't that good. Too bad. No excuses. I know on defense, maybe Bobby McCain plays, maybe he doesn't. Really don't care at this point. No excuses. And just come out and find a way to win the next two games at home. Because if they do that, they will be 5-2, 7 games into the excuse me. They'll be 5-2, 7 games into the season. And that's really all that matters. And if you told any Miami Dolphins fan you'd be 5-2, 7 games into the season, every one of us would have been like, raise my hand, I'll sign up for that. Give me that. I'll sign up. 5-2 is good. So the next two games, literally, must win for not only to try to salvage this season here to make a run at the playoffs, but, you know, to tell the story. If Ryan Tannehill, you know, yes, the Bears have the best defense in the league. Quite frankly, I don't care. He's got to find a way to win this game. And if his shoulder has a boo-boo on it, you know, suck it up and play through it and lead your team to a victory. And if he can't, that's just another nail in the coffin for his time in Miami. And, you know, just find a way. Find a way to win. Everybody's sick and tired of the excuses. Yes, the offensive line stinks. I get it. He has been in Miami for 7 years. You know, nobody wants to hear the excuses anymore. So find a way to win. Period. End of story. So I think these next two games are going to tell a lot about Tannehill. You know, salary cap wise, does it make sense to move on from next year? Not really, but they can do it and it's not the end of the world. In a perfect world, I guess you would say, you would like to see Miami, you know, this year go 9-7, 10-6, sneak into a playoff spot, bring Tannehill back next year, and then draft a quarterback round 1 or 2 to have him ready to go as the next guy. That's in a perfect world. In a non-perfect world, Miami finishes this year, you know, 6-10, 7-9, and you got to throw Tannehill out the door, and you got to pretty much start over from scratch. And that might mean with a new head coach, with a new vice president and a new GM. I don't know how many people Ross wants to move on from, but it might be all of them, might be some of them. But, you know, that's the imperfect world. The perfect world is we still win games here this year and find a way to keep Tannehill beyond this year. We'll see if that's possible. Asking me today on October 12th, I don't think it is, because what I've seen from him, you know, aside from those little shovel passes to Wilson and Grant, which, yes, they technically count as passes, but really are just glorified handoffs, let's be honest. You know, he's done very little. He's done very little, and he's actually looked worse at times this year. So, Tannehill, big game, Bears and Lions, and, you know, it's not going to be perfect for him out there, but it's not perfect for any quarterback in this league, so that's not an excuse. For all you Tannehill lovers who drink his bathwater and make excuses for him left and right, you know, it's not perfect for any quarterback. It's not. So, these next two games are big. So, let's get in to this week's game, the Chicago Bears at the Miami Dolphins at 1 p.m. on the Fox Network. Your announcers will be Brian Custer and Greg Jennings. Greg Jennings, of course, had a cup of coffee with the Dolphins a couple years back. Brian Custer, honestly, I have no idea who he is. No clue at all. This game will be aired in South Florida, Miami, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale area, and, you know, a good-sized chunk of the Midwest. You're getting Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, and a few of the surrounding areas. So a good chunk of the country this game is going to. If you live in the Midwest or, of course, in South Florida, you will be able to see it on your local Fox affiliate. Weather-wise, looks like a perfect day in South Florida in October. The temperature will be 87 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, 0% chance of rain, and the wind will be, you know, around 8 or 9 miles per hour out of the west, or I mean out of the east, so not, you know, anything to worry about weather-wise. Looks like a perfect day for football at Hard Rock Stadium on Sunday. Let's talk about, first and foremost, when the Chicago Bears have the ball. And the Miami Dolphins on defense getting healthier. Rashad Jones, he's going to play for the second straight game. Obviously, he has that partially torn labrum. So it's still an issue, but he played last week, and he'll be playing through that again this week. Bobby McCain saying he wants to play. We'll see if he actually does. Hopefully, he can. And, you know, the Dolphins last week on defense played probably their best game of the year, and they were just tremendous in every way. I do not put that loss on them at all, as they shut down. They gave up fewer points to the Cincinnati Bengals than Ryan Tannehill did. That's all you need to know last week on the road in a big spot. The linebackers really came on, and they're going to have to duplicate that effort once again this week. The Chicago Bears, Mitchell Trubisky, in his last game, he threw 6 touchdowns. It was the best game of his young NFL career. I wouldn't expect that again, and I wouldn't expect that against the Miami Dolphins. He was playing Tampa Bay last time, and, you know, Tampa's a bit of a hot mess on that side of the ball. Just in general, they're a bit of a hot mess, even a larger mess than the Miami Dolphins in some ways. So I wouldn't expect a 6-touchdown effort from Mitchell Trubisky. That, and again, the Bears aren't known for passing the ball. If you look at their wide receivers, they have Allen Robinson, who's a very good player, Taylor Gabriel, who's a nice little player, but after that, they really just don't have a lot at the wide receiver position. Tight end Trey Burton was a heck of a pickup for them this offseason. I know Miami had interest in him. He ended up signing with the Bears. Trey Burton's a very good tight end. So, you know, those are their primary pass catchers, but they do like to throw it out of the backfield to Tariq Cohen, who's pretty much their version of Jakeem Grant. He's a running back with blazing speed who, out of the backfield, you know, is really tough to cover and, you know, can take a short little swing pass, take it to the house in a matter of seconds and put points up. So, but overall, this is a team with a solid offensive line that likes to run Jordan Howard and then mix in Tariq Cohen and off that throw play action to the tight end Trey Burton and, of course, Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel. It's not fancy. It's just old school run, run, play, action, pass. Run, run, play, action, pass. And they're not going to really overwhelm you with anything on offense or surprise you with anything on offense. The Miami Dolphins, to win this game and to make that Chicago Bears offense struggle, really needs to, you know, stop the run, keep Jordan Howard in check, keep Tariq Cohen, don't let him, you know, sprint out for a big play here, and force Trubisky to beat you with his arm. I'm not sure he can against a solid secondary, and the secondary he sees this week in Miami is much better than the one he saw against Tampa Bay. So you're going to want to stop the run. Focus on the run, because if you make them one-dimensional and make the Bears a passing-only team, you should have success, you know, not letting them put a lot of points on the board. And the Miami Dolphins, like I said, if they get all these guys back on defense, like Andre Branch, Bobby McCain, stuff, they're going to be in good shape here. This is not an offense that is really overwhelming in any way. They're really not. In some ways, they're maybe, you know, slightly worse on offense than Cincinnati was last week. So that is a plus here for the Dolphins. That matchup right there really does favor the Dolphins. So Matt Burke called a hell of a game last week. A hell of a game. And if he does that again this week, I think the Miami Dolphins defense should have some success. Really stop Jordan Howard. Don't let Tariq Cohen, you know, get in space with the ball and put up a big play, and you'll be okay for the most part. You will be okay, and I would expect Xavien Howard not to shadow Allen Robinson, but, you know, be on him probably the most, because he really is their best wide receiver. The other side of the ball is where this game is going to be won and lost, and we have spoken about it all week at nauseum. I won't spend a ton more time on it. If Laremy Tunsil plays, and assuming he will, can the Dolphins' offensive line block anybody? Because if they can, the Dolphins, you know, will make this a competitive game, and this game will be close. They need their offensive line to block the Bears. I mean, look, the Bears are going to get their sacks. They're probably going to get 3, 4, 5 sacks. You can write that down now, and that's fine. But Tannehill has to hold on to the ball. He can't rush passes and throw interceptions. And, you know, he can't fumble when he's getting hit here either. So it's going to come down to the Dolphins' offensive line trying to block, you know, Mack, Leonard Floyd, Danny Trevathan, Hakeem Hicks, Eddie Goldman. I mean, block these guys. On some level, the Bears are the number one defense in the league, primarily because their front seven is amazing. They have, by far, the best linebacker core in the NFL. They play a 3-4. Their linebackers are Khalil Mack, Roquan Smith, the rookie, Danny Trevathan, and Leonard Floyd. That's an amazing linebacker core. They will bring pressure. And they saw the tape. They're not stupid. They saw the tape of last week's game. Bring pressure on Tannehill, and he'll crumble. He's crumbled for 7 years under pressure. It ain't going to change in a week. So they're going to bring pressure left and right. It's up to Miami's wide receivers, you know, to be ready, because that ball's going to come out quick this week, I got a feeling. Tannehill's not going to be holding onto the ball long. I would hope Adam Gase, you know, knows, you know, short passes, quick passes, get the ball out of his hands, and don't let him sit back there long, because if he sits back there long, he might turn it over again, because he might get hit here and just turn it over. Look, we say this every week, and I'm almost tired of talking about it. Run the damn ball. Seriously, last week, everybody's knocking Miami's offensive line, but for 3 quarters of that game, when it was when the guys who were out there were healthy, you know, they're getting 5 yards a carry. They're running 6, 7 yard runs, 8 yard runs a clip. You know, run the football. It's not rocket science. You don't have to be Vince Lombardi to figure this out. When you're running with success, stick with the run. You have a quarterback who's now questionable for this game with a right shoulder injury. You know, protect him some and run the ball. Run the ball. It's not that difficult. You want to run the ball. And sometimes it's okay to punt. Play the field position game here. Play the field position game. So we'll see. But that will tell the story of this game. Can the Miami Dolphins offensive line, can the Jesse Davises, Travis Swanson, and Ted Larsons of the world block anybody on the Chicago Bears? I have my doubts because those three guys, you know, aren't very good. Juwan James, he's not very good either, but we have, I mean, it is what it is. And then you got Tunsil coming off a concussion. It looks like he'll play. I don't know. If they can block these guys, you know, and don't get the quarterback killed, and if the quarterback doesn't turn it over, Miami can hang around in this game. They can, for sure, they can hang around in this game. So my prediction is, unfortunately, I'm going to pick the Bears to win here because I don't have enough faith in the offensive line, and I have zero faith in the quarterback now. So my prediction is the Chicago Bears 24, the Miami Dolphins 12. Chicago 24, Miami 12. I think Miami, you know, I expect them to move the ball some. I don't think it's going to be a total bloodbath. I just know if they're going to score any touchdowns. This might be a day where Jason Sanders gets in a lot of work trying to kick some long field goals. Wouldn't shock me there in the least. I just don't know. I have no faith in Miami's offense right now. They cannot punch it in against anybody. They're just not moving the ball. They can't block anybody. The quarterback's just not very good. And I just have no faith in them. But I don't think it'll be a total blowout. I think it'll be within 2 scores. I just don't see Miami hanging around to win this game. I think Chicago, you know, they're going to have their moments on defense, and I think they'll do just enough on offense to win. Like I said, they're not going to be flashy in this game on offense. They're going to play old school, smash mouth football, run it, and probably play the field position game as well to keep Miami's offense, you know, force them to make long drives if they want to score, which is something Miami probably can't do against a defense like this. So that's my pick, Chicago 24, Miami 12. As always, hope I am wrong. So that's it for today's show. Now, I'm going to be in and around South Florida all weekend. So I'll be. If you're not following me on Twitter, follow me. If you're not following me on Instagram, follow me there at Dolphins Talk for both. At Dolphins Talk on Twitter, at Dolphins Talk on Instagram. If you want to meet up, say hi, take pictures and stuff, I will be around Saturday and Sunday. We're going to be various places. I will be, as well as Tom Earnessy from here from the website. So if you're in and around South Florida and you want to meet up, send me a text or send me a tweet, I should say, or send me a message on Instagram. We always like to meet the fans. We're going to be at many events. Sunday, we're going to have some good access, and I'll be sending out pictures and tweeting out stuff. Some great coverage there from South Florida at the game. So you're going to want to check that out. And keep checking out the website, dolphinstalk.com. We have a ton of new articles up, a ton of new videos. If you're not checking out the video section on the main page of our website, Anthony and Kai are putting up some amazing videos and doing amazing work. Check out all the videos going up on the main page of the site. Go to the main page, dolphinstalk.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. We got a ton of videos up that you're going to want to check out. Good stuff. Good stuff. Anthony and Kai are doing amazing work. So that's all I have for today. Everyone have a great weekend. Enjoy the game Sunday. Not sure if we'll have a post-game wrap-up show up Sunday night right after the game. We're going to try. But we're going to be, at the game. We're going to be at the press conferences after and stuff. Not sure when we're going to be able to record. We're going to try to. If not, then we'll have something up on Monday. We might have a post-game wrap-up show Sunday night. If not, then Monday for sure. So everyone have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.